Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is 9 o'clock. It is Saturday morning, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, I am very happy to say that the rain is gone. I couldn't be happier, because now that makes my golf life a little bit easier. We are about ready to jump into June, and as far as, and even with jumping, the real estate world is jumping right now too. This is folks that are worried that, you know, we're kind of in a little lull with real estate. Well, I'll tell you, it sure heck doesn't show up in my business. So we're doing great there. And on today's show, we've got some great real estate topics, and we've got a good top 10 list. We got some events we're going to share. And in studio with me is a return guest who is also one of my good friends from Rotary, Ms. Kelsey Smothers from Hamilton County Behavioral Health Services. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I couldn't be happier. I tell you, I think there's just something with the with seeing some sunshine and blue skies. The last couple weeks, it's been, I come in here at 9 in the morning and it's gray and it's like, yeah. So I don't know. I think there's something good for sunshine that helps with mental health, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Getting that vitamin D, some fresh air, all that will help for sure.
Absolutely. I can open up the windows in my house and let the fresh air in and, clean up the golf clubs. And there you go. Take a walk around my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's always so much. There is something to be said about just getting outside and just taking a walk around your neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. I do that with the dogs very regularly, and it's great.
Yeah, it kind of clears your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it gives me an opportunity to not so much clear my mind, but also give me a chance to talk to God.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is something that I do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Something about being outside, boy, I'll tell you, it's it's great. So, all right. So today we've got, and I want to start off today's show. There is a great article that I found, and I think this is something that we need to talk more about. Homelessness is kind of an issue, and
yep.
Not kind of an issue, it really is an issue, and especially with our veterans.
Yeah, for sure.
And in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, if you are a veteran and you want to go out and look for a house, you shouldn't even have to apply for a damn thing. They should just give you the keys and say, here's your house.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm a firm believer in that, because those who have served, and we just came through Memorial Day. My grandfather was a merchant marine in World War II, and he actually served on the support ships during the Normandy invasion back in 1944. My grandfather would tell me some stories about his experiences in the war. He was a boxer, so he liked to box against other fellow Navy merchant marines. But he would never talk about anything that happened that day in Normandy.
Okay.
It was one of those events that, I guess, and you see the movies, Saving Private Ryan or any movie for that matter, doesn't depict what really happened that day.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, we all have things in our life that we'll never be able to unsee.
Yeah, for sure.
And whether it's traumatic or whatever, it's just incredible. He would never talk about it. So so this comes from the Business Courier, and there are tiny homes for humanity will build Hamilton County's first tiny home village for homeless veterans in Madisonville. The nonprofit is raising $750,000, and they need to do it by the end of this month to unlock the $1 million Hamilton County grant. The Veterans Village will include 14 rental homes, gardens, a dog park, and support services.
Nice.
That's absolutely incredible. And I will say that, if you are a veteran, or if you know a veteran, or if you support veterans, go to Tiny Homes for Humanity and make a donation, because there is nothing more that you can do for a veteran than to give them a home.
Yeah, for sure.
You see, you know, like, for example, like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I mean, look at what they do to for Gold Star families and veterans or first responders. You know, they pay off mortgages, you know, for disabled veterans. I mean, there needs to be more of that. You know, you can't. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kelsey. You were saying you wanted to. I mean, because I mean, that, obviously, mental health is your thing. So this is obviously something that kind of falls in that realm.
Yeah. So this is a big topic that we've been talking about. So my job specifically is based in Claremont County with Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health, and we have a target population right now among suicide rates for veterans. There seems to be a rising increase of that, not just in the state of Ohio, but throughout the nation. Right. And so. Yeah. So we're glad that these veteran homes are starting to pop up. We're seeing them in Hamilton County. Claremont County is actually having a ribbon cutting event coming up for their veteran village. It's going to be off State Route 125 in Amelia. And so they're trying to, you know, provide housing for these veterans because, again, like you said, they've sacrificed so much for us to have our freedom. And so it's crazy to me that we have veterans that are on the street.
No, I agree. And it really shouldn't be that way. There needs to be more awareness. There needs to be more support. You know, the more than 6,000 people in Hamilton County were unhoused in 2025, which included about 500 veterans, according to Strategies to End Homeless. So imagine 500 of our veterans, 500 folks who wore our uniform that supported and fought to keep this country free, whether they were deployed or not, in whatever capacity it was, and they're sitting out there homeless right now. They deserve every single benefit that we can afford to give them. I would take the shirt off my back and give them my checkbook and the keys to my car. Say, here, you guys did all of this so I could have this. This is the least I could do to give you know, give back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of it, when you think about the trauma that they experience, and that relates back to their own mental health. And so when they don't receive these benefits that they should be receiving, then we're more likely to engage some of that risky behavior. So between the mental health, we have substance use, we have all that stuff happening among our veterans.
Yep.
And when in reality, they need to be receiving a level of care.
More care. And, you know, right. And in most cases, and whether I'm right or wrong, I mean, this is just my opinion. You ain't going to get it from the government.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, once you've been discharged, once you get your DD-214 and, you know, you still get some, you know, some government benefit, but, you know, trying to get something through the VA or trying to do something, you know, is, you know, kind of like pulling teeth, so to speak. But when you have organizations like, I'll give you an example. There's an organization that I volunteer with that works at the Dayton Air Show every week, because we, you know, bring awareness for basically this nonprofit will raise money to bring veterans or bring service people, if they're deployed, if they need to come home for an emergency, whether it be like a baby being born or if something more tragic. The funds are there from this nonprofit to bring that service member home in a very short period.
Well, do you think I can make a joke? So my friend John, who's currently deployed, and I'm watching his dogs while he's over there.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that Wednesday.
Can the emergency be that he needs to come cut the grass, because I don't want to cut the grass? This has been horrible for me, in my opinion. So
well,
can we?
Tell you
can
what.
They can they help a girl out and get him home
think,
to cut the grass?
I think I got you covered. Diana Mooring is the head of this nonprofit. It's called Stars Forward. And I've been a volunteer for Stars Forward for, I'd say at least the last 5 or 6 years. And we're always, you know, up at the Dayton Air Show. In fact, the Dayton Air Show is coming up in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I can't, because I've already got plans that weekend.
Gotcha.
And so 1 year I will not be up there. So if Diana, if you're listening, I apologize, but I promise you, on my honor, I will be there next year to support. Well, and it's cool too, because you get free tickets to the air show.
Oh, nice!
Right. So yeah, so you get to go in there. I don't know. Have you ever been to the Dayton Air Show?
No.
Oh man, it is so cool. So you can take rides on Huey helicopters from, like, you know, the from like Vietnam, and they still use them today. And it's right there at the Dayton Airport, and they've got Air Force, all kinds of different Air Force planes that come in, tankers, transport jets. They have fighter planes. They got F-22s, but they also have retro planes. They have planes from World War II, like F-4 Corsairs. They have there was a show, or I think when they do the air show a few years ago, they had kind of like a reenactment of somewhat of like Pearl Harbor, where they had refurbished Japanese war planes and American war planes just kind of flying back and forth with, you know, like obviously controlled explosions and things like that. But it was really, really cool. F-15 fighter plane. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's there, and it gets. I mean, there are thousands of people that come up to that, and it is really, really a great sight. And again, it all helps. It all goes to help support the veterans. It helps support our military. Brings awareness to our military to see exactly what it is that they do. You know, because a lot of times, again, you know, you look, if you watch the media and you know, whatever, it, you know, they sometimes put our military, whatever, in a bad light. And it's like, you know, yeah. What? Shut up. You don't know. you don't know the sacrifices that these people really make.
Well, and something too to think about is when you're looking for places to donate, or if you receive a phone call from somebody asking about donations, always make sure that it's a real organization and that it's not a scam. I can't remember who I was talking to recently, but they had said that they were getting phone calls because they had networked at an event, and somebody said that they raise awareness for veterans and blah, blah, blah. And we're asking people to make donations. And so then when people started asking questions, they couldn't give an answer of like where the money went. They just said for veteran awareness. And they were like, what kind of awareness though? Like, right. Is it mental health awareness? Is it PTSD awareness? Is it like, is it general like limb loss awareness, grief loss? Like where's the money going to? And the guy just kept saying veteran awareness. And so then eventually he stopped calling because people were starting to ask questions.
Yeah.
So always make sure that you're sending your money to a like 501c3 or some sort of like real organization, not just some ding dong on the side of the street.
Well, and you know what? And when you talk about fraud, I mean that, God, how much of that is going around these days? Anyway, we don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Otherwise, we would need more than an hour to talk about it. But yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct. I mean, I try to donate. I try to, you know, give what I can where I can. But you're right. I mean, you know, you have to investigate. You have to know that these organizations are legitimate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, easiest way to do that, I mean, you can... If it is a legitimate business, I mean, the state of Ohio would have a record of it. If it's an LLC,
yep.
They should have those documents on file with the
even just a website. Or even look up like your local coalitions in your area. Is there a veteran specific coalition? If not, a lot of the suicide prevention coalitions between Hamilton County, Claremont County, all of us are paying attention to that veteran population.
Well, and the more that we can pay attention to our veterans, hopefully the more benefits and more help that they can get, because I know a lot of veterans, some of my closest friends, Jim Lambright, who's up in Columbus, he's a real estate agent. I've known Jim for quite a number of years, very successful real estate agent, but you know, he served outside of my grandfather. My dad was in the Army for a little while, so I mean, I've got one of my fraternity brothers from college, Ed Cook, he was in the Army. Another good friend of mine, name escapes me, right? A good friend, right? I forgot his name. Anyway, so, you know, lots of people that I know are veterans, and, if you are out there, if you are listening and you are a veteran, you know, thank God for you. Bless you for everything that you've done to help and serve our country. And you deserve everything, that this country, should give you, you know, you've given all to your country. Well, we should give it all to you. So anyway, all right, so we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got some events to talk about, some real estate topics, and a lot more. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit lebarabouffe.com.
Dr. Peck does tremendous work for his patients in cosmetic dentistry. We took some care in selecting a natural color to my face. It looks good, but it functions very well. Getting a smile that I feel is natural has been a worthy investment. Dr. Peck is talented in cosmetic dentistry.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Jack, and I love my new smile.
I move your picture.
Coming to Cincinnati, Tab Benoit. Live at the Tab Theater on Friday, October 9th.
Something happening here.
Live on the Soul of the Swamp Tour.
But it is ain't exactly.
The Blues Legend returns with an all-new set. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Tab Theater box office.
I watch the sunrise.
Tab Benoit, the Soul of the Swamp Tour. Live at the Tab Theater on Friday, October 9th.
WDJO.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 1480 AM. 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Want to give a shout-out to some of my sponsors, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. Thank you very much, Rick, and he will be on the show next Saturday, which is June 6th. Also want to give a shout-out to my gym, Iron Sharpens Iron Gym in Norwood. I tell you what, something to be said about having a personal trainer that kicks your you-know-what twice or three times a week. I go there every Saturday morning before I come down to the station, and I'll tell you, there, I feel so much better after an hour workout. And usually it used to be that I would go in the evenings. I actually like it better going in the early mornings. So like on Wednesdays, I'll go at 6 a.m. I'm there for an hour, and then I can, that gets my day going. Every Saturday morning, I'm here. I'm there at 7 a.m. before I come down to the radio station, and I absolutely love it. So Aaron Parker and Iron Sharpens Iron Gym, along with Alex, who's the owner. They're great people. They do great work. And if you need a place to go to get some fitness, it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, I'm 54 years old. I absolutely love going and working out. In fact, I hit a milestone today. I benched 180 pounds.
Nice.
So that's really awesome. So anyway, and speaking of health, we've got my good friend Bob here on line two. So hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Sean, good morning to you and to your guest, and congratulations on the bench press.
Thank you.
I've got a little story about that in just a minute.
But okay.
First, I want to give a plug for the event for Saving the Old Barn.
Yes.
In Cincinnati, June 5th, this coming Friday.
Yep.
From 6 to 8 at the Ethos Art Collective on Hamilton Avenue, it's North Gallery in Mount Healthy. And we're going to do our best to try to save this old barn, which is probably the oldest wooden building inside city limits of Cincinnati.
Oh,
hard
wow.
to believe, but it's been proven. So, and I know you're coming, and I appreciate
it. Yes, I will definitely be there.
Okay, now the health tip for the day. Do you remember a TV show? This goes back a long way, maybe maybe before your time, but with an exercise fanatic named Jack LaLanne.
I've heard the name. I don't remember the show, though.
He was on TV, and he was all about fitness.
Wow, okay.
And in this book I'm reading, as I mentioned before, Healthy at 100.
Healthy at 100, yeah.
The author talks about him because he didn't start out as a model of good health. In fact, when he was a teenager, he dropped out of school because he was ill and he was shy and he had pimples and weak and sickly, headaches every day. And then he met a nutritionist named Paul Bragg, who started to preach a new lifestyle of health and eating the right things and so forth. So,
yeah.
So Bragg asked Jack, "What do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?" Answered, "Cakes, pies, and ice cream." Jack Bragg's replied, "You're a walking garbage can." Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
He changed his lifestyle, his eating habit, exercise, and ready for this?
Okay.
On his 65th birthday, Jack LaLanne towed 6,500 pounds of wood pulp across a lake in Japan.
Whoa.
65. On his 70th birthday, he celebrated by towing 70 boats, 70 boats with 70 people on board for a mile and a half across Long Beach Harbor.
Oh, my God.
All while handcuffed and with his feet shackled.
What?
You believe that? Yeah.
70. Wow.
7-0.
That doesn't sound fun.
I remember his show a long time ago. It's off the air now, and...
Well, I'm gonna have to research this guy a little bit because that gives me some motivation.
Well, you know, you're talking about your exercise habits on Wednesday morning and so forth, and you're on the right direction, no question about that. And we'll never catch Jack LaLanne, but still,
probably not.
It's a worthy goal.
Oh, absolutely, it is. Well, and you know, and Bob, I think it at any age. I mean, okay, so I'll give you an example. So you know, at the gym, Saturday mornings, I'm there from 6 to 7 a.m. Around 6:45, they have, or I'm sorry, 7 to 8 a.m. So around 7:45, they have a boxing class. There's a young lady that comes in there. I wouldn't say young; she's older than I am. Her name is Lori. She's probably in her mid to late 60s. She's in there every Saturday morning, putting on boxing gloves and taking a boxing class.
Isn't that awesome?
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I work out at Crunch in Oakley.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of kind of that elder population, and they are doing like personal training with some of the staff there. I see this one little cute lady that she's there almost every evening-ish most of the time. I guess I haven't seen her in the last like week or so, but I'll wave and say hi to her. But there's a good chunk of that population that's definitely realizing how important exercise is and how it's great for not just your physical health, but your
mental health,
emotional, all that stuff. So,
yeah, I totally agree. So, I mean, as long as that gym is there, I'll be there 2-3 times a week. I'm like 100% beyond committed for this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be playing golf at 70, you know?
Keep it up, Sean.
Well, Bob, I will. And you know what? And I, as always, my friend, I always appreciate you calling in. I love getting your words of wisdom and, you're an inspiration to me, my friend.
Well, that's great. Look forward to meeting you Friday.
You bet, my friend. You take care and have a good weekend. Enjoy the sunshine.
John, have a great day.
Thanks, Bye. Bob. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's, that book, Healthy at 100, I'm going to have to check that out. I tell you. Okay, so there's different parts of how we think, right? There's one part of me that says, "Do I really want to live that long?"
I feel the same way. I'm like, I would rather die young. Don't torture me with that.
But we also realize that once we're gone, we're gone.
Yep.
You know. It's a double edged sword. I mean, I would be happy if I made it to 80, 85. I would be cool with that. But again, you also realize too that at 54, that's only 30 years away.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, but again, but you know, the thing with exercise, you know, it releases the endorphins, it gives you that good feeling, which is good for, and it's good for movement. I mean, that, my mom, I'll tell you what, my mom, 82 years old, I went over there to help her last week. She's still working out in her garden. I mean, she's still plant, you know, doing plants. I mean, she doesn't do it like you used to. Obviously, you're 82 years old.
Yeah.
But you know, it's inspirational to watch my mom, who does not want to slow down. She just does not want to slow down, and she'll say things like, you know, my body doesn't let me do what I want, you know, what I want anymore. I'm like, well, yeah, I get that.
That just happens naturally.
Right. I'm at 54. There's things that I can't do, you know, that I used to be able to do. I can't bounce off walls. I can't, you know. There are things that I would like to still do that I know I can't, but at the same time, the exercise, the movement, the you know, it's stimulating, and it just, you know, keep, and again, you know, hitting some of those personal milestones, benching 180 pounds. I mean, good God, you know, that for 54, that ain't too bad.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there's your health tip of the week, folks. Get out, move, walk around, check out your neighborhood, and check out some events, actually. So we've got a great event. Those of you that don't want to go watch the Reds get their butts pounded by the Atlanta Braves again, you know. Oh, so real quick on baseball. So we know that a lot of us that are baseball fans know that there is going to be a collective bargaining agreement. They're going to, you know, between the players and the ownership. They're starting to finally start talking about a salary cap.
Oh, okay.
Which personally I think is way overdue.
Yeah.
You've got, because, well, those of you that have ever seen the movie Moneyball, you understand how there's so much disparity in baseball, right? So you've got teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, you know, those big market cities, or those big market teams that have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of payroll. I mean, I think the Dodgers' payroll is like $450 million. And you see, obviously, you see the results. I mean, you know, you can buy yourself a World Series with that, you know, obviously, and there's a lot of money that comes from that. But anyway, but then you've got teams like Cincinnati, who is, you know, and, well, the first professional team in baseball. I mean, the history of this, of baseball in this city is
huge. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah.
Opening day is one of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at that, and it's like, well, there needs to be something. There needs to be some balance.
Yeah.
Because you see the same teams in the playoffs every year. You see the same teams in the World Series every year. And until they develop a salary cap system to kind of make things a little more even, this is what you're going to get. And the Reds have a lot of good talent, and they've got a great manager, you know, and they're doing as well as they can with the talent that they can afford. But that needs, hopefully that'll change. Anyway, all right. So when we get back, I promise we're going to talk some real estate beyond, outside of the Veterans Project coming up. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Come see the event of the season. It's Summer Fair 2026. Shop over 300 artists and craftspeople from across the country displaying and selling their finest work, ranging from ceramics and sculpture to painting and photography. Enjoy local entertainers on our acoustic stage Saturday and Sunday. The Gourmet Food Court will offer a variety of food, desserts, and liquid libations. The Youth Arts Area is open for children of all ages to enjoy. Admission at the gate is still just $10, cash only, parking included. And remember, kids under 12 are free. Purchase single and multi-day tickets online at summerfair.org. Help support Summer Fair's mission of giving back to Greater Cincinnati's arts and artists. Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st at Coney Island. Rain or shine.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, The Stray Cats, U.S. Tour.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
August Tech, Rose Music Center at the Heights.
And I got cat style.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office.
Slipping to the end with the runaway boy. Runaway boy.
Where y'all sexy.
The Stray Cats love.
WDJO.
Hey, out there, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I want to thank Bob for calling in and giving us our weekly health update. And, you know, we were talking about events before the break. Wanted to just bring this this next event up real quick. Those of you that like Italian food and like Italian festivals, the Cincinnati Italian Festival that supports St. Catherine of Siena Catholic School over at 3961 North Bend Road over in Cheviot, their event is going on this whole weekend, starting, let's see, yesterday, or today is the 30th, right? Today the 30th?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. today, and tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 1 to 8 p.m. So there's going to be 20 local restaurants, Italian restaurants, pure good Italian restaurants. And I'll tell you, I like a good veal parmesan just like anybody else does, even though I'm Irish. They don't have corned beef, but I'll deal with it. There's cooking demonstrations. There's live music, like Whammy's 80s cover band, Phil DeGreg jazz trio in Old Green Eyes, Ray Massa and the Eurythmics. Hmm. Saturday, strolling accordion artist plus Ray Massa and the Eurythms on Sunday. So there's a lot of good stuff going on at this festival. So if you're a fan of Italian food, head on over to 3961 North Bend Road this weekend and get yourself some good Italian spaghetti, meatballs, pizza, whatever else they have there. So it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds okay. Really good.
Now, the one thing I didn't do yet is go over my top 10 list. So with it being graduation, and actually I'll be going to a graduation party for my friend Rick, my sponsor Rick, and his son Michael. Just graduated from Turpin High School, and he's going to be going to Miami University in the fall. And his older son, Jack, is, I believe, a sophomore now at Ohio State. So Rick is now going to be, I guess, supposedly kind of like an empty nester.
Yeah.
Which means he'll probably be able to play more golf, which is great. So we can go out and golf more. But you know, obviously this is also vacation season.
Yeah.
This is time to get away. So I came up with top 10 travel destinations for folks in 2026. So, number 10 is, let me see if I can pronounce this, Andermatt, Switzerland.
Oh.
An upscale alpine resort for winter sports and summer hiking, reachable with a single European connection. Okay. Dakar, Senegal. That's interesting. It's an emerging. I know, right? You wouldn't think Senegal would be on here, but it is. Emerging cultural hotspot with improving air access, great for adventurous and culturally focused trips. Ulo, Finland is also on this list. Reykjavik, Iceland. I can go along with that. My mom.
I've heard great things about Iceland.
Yeah, my mom absolutely raves about going about Iceland. So Reykjavik, Iceland. Taipei, Taiwan, outstanding food, modern city comforts, improving air access, and family-friendly urban attractions. Bodrum, Turkey. Okay, Mediterranean luxury and culture with growing direct. They talk about airfare. Okay, we're not going to. Okay. You get there by air, obviously. All right, so I won't bring that up. Madeira, Portugal. That's number four. Sardinia, Italy. Bali, Indonesia. And Maine.
Maine.
The state of Maine. Close domestic, scenic coast, Acadia, great seafood. I will say that.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm going to Ocean City in a mid-July,
yeah.
And I'm very excited because of the seafood up there.
Well, there's that. Okay, so if you live in Newtown or if you're around Anderson Township, there's this great place right on Main Street in Newtown, or not Main Street. Lobster Bakes, Lobster Bakes of Maine.
Oh,
they have.
I used to live over there, and I don't remember that.
Well, you know where the Creamy Whip is there on the corner?
Yes.
Okay, so it's right. It's on that same street, about maybe a couple hundred yards down.
Oh,
on the left
like headed
side.
Towards like Madeira, or
yeah.
Marymount.
Heading towards Marymount. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Lobster Bakes of Maine. So I mean, their seafood is out of this world good.
Yeah, I will say I miss that place in Newport. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. But it was next to like the Hooters and all that over there. It was a seafood.
Not Chart House.
No. I can't remember what it was called. They had great crab dip. It's a chain. I think.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Yes, I used to love
okay.
that place.
Oh yeah.
I know everyone can hate on it, but I loved it.
Well, I'll tell you, obviously we're in Cincinnati, so I mean, we're not really known for seafood in this town, but they're really not a heck of a lot of really like boutique seafood restaurants.
No.
I mean, I mentioned Chart House. Chart House is really good. But it would be great to have like a little boutique.
Yeah.
And if there is one, not sure where it is, maybe I should look it up.
Maybe they should call us in.
You know what? Yeah, well, tell you what, you know, talk about taking a risk. Let's get some money together. We'll open one. Anyway. All right. So, well, speaking of taking risks, this is the time of year when folks are making decisions whether they want to buy or sell a home. And if you're selling, all right, and we know the market right now hasn't completely changed. We are closer right now to being a full buyer's market than we have been in the last, I would say, 5 to 6 years.
That's great.
There is a lot of competition out there in certain neighborhoods, and you know prices are still kind of holding steady. But we are again, and I've mentioned this before. We have to, you know, owners and homeowners have to be a little more competitive with their pricing strategies, given the fact that there is more competition. Buyers are now able to be a little more choosy about where they want to go. So homes, you know, for the most part, really have to be on point. So when you think about increasing home value, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Well, if you're like most Cincinnati homeowners that I talk to, you probably envision a crew of contractors tearing out your kitchen cabinets, weeks of living in a construction zone, and a bill that looks like the price of a small luxury car. But here's the truth. You don't need a $50,000 renovation to see a major jump in your home's worth. In today's 2026 market, buyers are more visual and more particular than ever. They aren't just looking for the bones of a house. They are looking at a lifestyle. And that is very, very true. The good news here is that you can create that wow factor with a few smart, low-cost moves that focus on psychology rather than major demolition, right?
Okay.
So, in your world, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what people are visual creatures, and that does affect how they interpret, how they mentally react to different stimulus, right?
Yeah.
Right. So the first thing, the digital first showing is the only showing that matters. Years ago, your first showing happened when someone pulled up to your curb. Today, your first showing happens at 11:30 p.m. while a buyer is scrolling through their phone in bed.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, exactly. So according to recent industry data, high-quality professional photography isn't just a nice-to-have. It's a non-negotiable requirement. If your photos are dark, blurry, or taken with a smartphone, most buyers will swipe left before they even see your beautiful backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I was looking at apartments, and if the photos itself looked whack, then I wasn't even going to schedule a viewing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. 100% right. You know, professional real estate photographers use wide-angle lenses without the weird fisheye look, HDR processing to make sure the windows aren't just white boxes, and expert lighting to make sure that every room feels twice as large, right?
Yeah.
So here's a pro tip. In the Cincinnati market, professional photos usually cost between $200 and $400, which that's pretty average.
Yeah.
That's a tiny investment when you consider that listings with professional photos sell faster and for more money than those without. Your listing will live or die in the first 10 to 15 online photos. It's the difference between one offer at asking or multiple offers above asking price.
Hmm.
So the photos make a difference. One of the things that I tell buyers is, you know, or sellers, I'm sorry, is you know, make sure that the photos accent those items, those areas in the home that usually get the most interest, which are kitchen and bathrooms.
Yeah.
In fact, I had an agent, a newer agent, call me on Friday, and he was telling me that, hey, you know, I've got my first listing. It's going up. You know, the photos are going to go up tonight. How should I position them, or what should I do? And I told him, I said, Corey, first thing you need to do is, you know, obviously have a couple pictures, a couple aerial shots, have a couple pictures of the front of the house, and then put in the kitchen and bathrooms, because the kitchen and bathrooms were updated, right? New cabinets, new countertops, whatever, what have you. Put those in there so that people see those right away, because that will get people in the front door. And it really does.
Well, and something that, like, my generation of friends, when we're talking about houses and even the house that I'm in, a big selling point for us is like a really nice porch of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So the house that I'm in, it's a really, really old house, but, and it needs some work on it, right? But,
right.
The best part about the house is the screened-in porch. I can just sit. I can look out the backyard. I can watch the dogs run around. I sit out there. I'll read my book and play on my phone. And it's just a way to get some fresh air, but it's screened in, so I'm not having to deal with the bugs or the rain or anything like that.
Well, and that's true, because those three-season or four-season rooms really do make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, most houses, you know, you got a kitchen, you got a dining room, maybe living room, couple bedrooms, three or four bedrooms, and you got a basement. But if you can add a little spice, and I call it spice, a spicy room that is, you know, a four-season room, or if you have a deck, you have a standard deck, or you can be, a little spicy, maybe cover the deck, maybe even so much as maybe if you want to buy a hot tub. Hot tubs usually don't necessarily make or break it.
But you could put again, a fireplace and a TV and stuff out there now, you know?
A little fire pit, So, I mean, again, you're creating that visual, and you're creating that lifestyle for that buyer to come in and say, wow, I mean, you know, this is a great, because, you know, one of the things that people love to do is entertain.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you are, you know, single family, what have you, you have friends over. You don't want to always go out. You know, let's come over. Let's watch a ball game. Let's have game night. Let's do this or let's do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, being able to project that lifestyle so people can see that this is really a place to entertain, you know, that really does sell. And I will tell you that, you know, I've got a client right now, he and his wife and their kids, they are looking to essentially get more space.
Okay.
The reason they bought the house that they did 4 years ago is because they had this massive, I mean, massive great room. Probably, I would say at least a 20 by 30 great room that had vaulted cathedral ceilings. I mean, this is absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is over near Amberley Village. Absolutely beautiful. They will not look for a house that does not have something similar to that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they bring their families, they bring their friends, and, you know, their friends have kids. So you can imagine, you know, 6 to 10 adults with about 10 to 15 kids. You need to have that amount, that kind of space to entertain everybody, mm-hmm. right? So, again, that is lifestyle. I mean, of course, there are folks that are going to shop simply just on, you know, school district, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be in a certain school district, and I have a client like that. But a lot of it is about lifestyle. So, all right, so we got to take one more break. And when we get back, we'll finish this topic up, get into a couple of other little things, and call it a day. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
America's band, the Beach Boys, celebrate 250 years of the USA. Live, the Beach Boys. August 12th at PNC Pavilion. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and the PNC Pavilion box office. Celebrate 250 years with America's original, the Beach Boys. Saluting 60 years of Pet Sounds.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are rating the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Experience top-tier automotive luxury, elegance, and performance at the 48th Cincinnati Concours d'Elegance on Sunday, June 14th at Alt Park. This year's featured mark celebrates 100 years of Mercedes-Benz, sponsored by Porsche of the Village. Attendees will see 40 exquisite Mercedes-Benz cars, alongside special exhibits, turbo-era cars, and tributes to the vehicles from the movies Cars and the Fast and the Furious. Bring the family to meet Lightning McQueen and Mater the Tow Truck, who look like they just drove straight off the big screen and into Alt Park. Come enjoy the craft beer garden with some special bourbons to taste, or try delicious food from 9 of the area's food trucks at this year's Cincinnati Concours d'Elegance on Sunday, June 14th in Alt Park, where automotive passion is brought to life with proceeds supporting juvenile arthritis. Go online to purchase advanced tickets now through May 31st at ohioconcours.com. WDJO.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are officially rounding third and heading for home here on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So before the break, for those of you that are out there thinking about selling your home, I'm talking about some non-expensive, easy budget fixes to your home that will help increase its value. So the next one I want to talk about is the $0 strategy, decluttering and deep cleaning. If you want to increase your home's value without spending a dime, you need to become a minimalist for a few weeks. When a buyer sees a lived-in house, they see work. When they see a decluttered house, they see space.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense,
yeah.
Right?
I will say I'm very big on organization, so if I don't feel like the space has enough storage for me, I ain't even going to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that I talk to home sellers about all the time. I mean, you know, when they ask my opinion about, well, could we leave this? Could we leave that? I always say, think like a buyer, right? You got to get into the mind of a buyer. They're going to want to see visually their stuff in this space.
Mm-hmm.
If they see your stuff in this space, they can't really get a feel for exactly how it's going to all work together, right? And not that that's a bad thing. However, if a buyer can't really envision that, there are so many reasons that a buyer can say, I don't want this house. But in today's market, you have to really start thinking that way as a home seller. You really have to start thinking like, well, you know, we really need to move this around, or we need to get this out, or we need to, you know, get a pods, or, you know, put some stuff in storage for a little while until we get this house sold. And that being said, you know, if these are the kinds of things that will help get your home sold a little bit quicker. So I have something that's called the 50% rule. And what is that? So try to remove 30 to 50% of the visible items in your home. And this includes kitchen counters. Keep only one or two items, like a sleek coffee maker or a bowl of lemons. All right. Closets. If you're or apples, if you like apples, whatever the case is. And closets. If your closets are packed tight, buyers think your home lacks storage. If they are half empty, the house feels like it has room to grow. That's really important. Yeah. Personal items. Pack away the family photos and quirky collections. You want the buyer to imagine their life in the house, not yours. And I just mentioned that. So, you know, like, so here's a classic example. All right. And this, you know, for some people it works, some people it doesn't, but alcohol.
Yeah.
Right. There are home, like if you're touring a home and you see a bar and it's loaded with, you know, like bottles of bourbon, bottles of liquor, wine bottles, all this, that, and the other. I mean, you know, what kind of an impression does that? Because what if somebody's coming through your home and they're a non-drinker?
Yeah, or they're in recovery. That could be triggering too.
Exactly. Right. Right. So, think about that. So these are all, you know, again, you're proud of that collection. I would be too. You know, I have friends that are big time bourbon collectors, and they've got a vault of it, you know, in their house. But if you go to sell that, you need to remove it and put it somewhere else. You know, just for the time being. So things to think about. So here's your pro tip: hire a professional cleaning crew for a move out level deep clean. I'm talking baseboards, inside the oven, and window tracks. A home that smells clean and looks sparkling feels well maintained, which builds buyer trust instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the decluttering and the cleaning. All right, so now next one is curb appeal, right? The 30-second rule. You have exactly 30 seconds to make a first impression when a buyer pulls into your driveway. If the grass is overgrown and the front door is peeling, they're already subconsciously lowering their offer price before they even step inside.
And I totally get that. I remember when I was looking at one-bedroom apartments for myself, and I had to make the decision pretty quickly. And my mom drove down from Toledo to help me look, and there was one place where the inside was really nice, but the outside was a hot mess. And I looked at her and I said, listen, if they don't take care of the outside of their building, how do I know that they're going to take care of the inside when something breaks or I need something done, you know?
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct. And when I'm taking buyers out to tour homes, you know, not only do I look at the front yard of the home that they are looking at, I also say, if you want to know what the neighborhood is like, look at the front yards of your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Are they trimming their bushes? Are they, you know, weeding their gardens? Are their lawns cut? You know, does it look like an inviting neighborhood based on what the neighbors are doing with their yards?
Yeah. And as I mentioned, I'm the one having to do the yard work now because John's not home from deployment yet. He was supposed to be home in the spring and now we're in summer and I'm having to do it. And I feel like pressured to make sure that it's done because our neighbors are keeping up on theirs. So when my grass is overdone, I'm like, ah, crap. My neighbor Jordan just cut her grass. Now mm-hmm. I got to go cut mine. Dang it.
Yeah, you don't want to be that neighbor, right?
I know, and I did feel like that neighbor for a while because the flower beds were so bad.
Oh, gosh.
But they're all fixed now.
Well, as I said, if you want Diana's number from Stars Forward, I'll give that to you when we're done. So, with the curb appeal. So low impact, low cost curb appeal. Here's a couple of tips. The front door. Paint your front door a sophisticated, high contrast color. In Cincinnati, deep charcoals, classic blacks, or even a navy blue can look incredible against a brick or siding.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. For Cincinnati, which I'm surprised. I thought it would be red, but yeah, well. Or orange or black.
One of my friends has a yellow door, and she's got like a gray-white house on the outside, mm-hmm. and I think it's gorgeous. Like, it just gives that pop. And I know that's the opposite of what you were just saying, but...
Well, but think about this. Psychologically, they'll remember that house because they're like, ooh, you know, it's gray
that's
and it's got a yellow
color door. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So it stands out. Right. Fresh mulch. A couple bags of dark brown or black mulch can instantly make a tired garden bed look professional. And new house, how about something simple like this? New house numbers. What about modern sleek house numbers are a tiny detail that screams this home is updated.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just small little things. So the next step with that is to walk across the street and look at your house. What's the first thing you notice? If it's a weed in the driveway or a cobweb on the porch, light, fix it right away. All right. Now, strategic touches the mini modernization. All right. So you don't need a full kitchen gut job to make your kitchen feel new. Instead, focus on the touch points that things people actually interact with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So cabinet hardware. Replacing old dated knobs with modern pulls is one of the most satisfying DIY projects. It takes an afternoon and can change the entire vibe of your kitchen or bathroom. Fresh paint. If your walls are scuffed or painted in bold colors from 5 years ago, it's time for a neutral refresh. Light grays or warm whites are the gold standard, and no, we're not suggesting gold, the gold standard for 2026. And the flex space. Do you have an awkward nook or a junk room? Stage it as a home office or a yoga corner. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's interesting how, you know, you think of these things. Buyers love seeing extra usable square footage, especially in our post-hybrid work world.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. The house I'm in has a little, like, considered breakfast nook. So that's where we have the kitchen table, and because it's John's house and he's a single guy, he has a big pool table in what should be the dining room. Just a typical dude thing, but yeah. I mean, it's just an interesting space to have, and it's got like built-in shelves and stuff like that. So I think that's really interesting.
Well, the idea here is like, to be a little creative, right? Again, in these tips that we're talking about, just like with the yellow doors, the navy doors, the black doors, what have you, I mean, we're trying to create that instant, like, wow, you know, that not necessarily a wow factor, but something that will make your home remembered, mm-hmm. right? You know, you want people to remember your home for the positive things, the updated things, the colors, the whatever, not necessarily the cracked porch. You know, the negative thoughts or the visually un-nice things are going to keep your home from getting sold, as opposed to say, oh, that really was nice. I love that door. I love those, you know, little things. So your pre-listing checklist, before you call a contractor, run through, make this list. This, if you're a home seller, run through this list to see how much value you can unlock on your own. Replaced all mismatched light bulbs with consistent LEDs. Remove 50% of the items from kitchen and bathroom counters. Power wash the driveway and front walkway.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Paint the door a fresh modern color. Deep clean every window inside and out. Along with that, when you have showings, here's another pro tip. Open your curtains.
Mm-hmm.
If you have curtains, if you have blinds, raise the blinds. You want to let as much fresh natural light into your house as you possibly can, because that psychologically, that gives buyers a warm feeling.
Well, and it's great for photos too, to have that natural light.
Absolutely. And of course, the last thing you should do is schedule a consultation with your local expert real estate agent, moi, and I can help you with any of those specific needs. So, all right. So that just about wraps it up for the day. I want to give another shout out to my sponsor, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. Want to thank him as always for being on the show and being a sponsor. I want to thank again Iron Sharpens Iron Jim for all the work that they put into me, because they kick my you know what every week. Kelsey, how can my listeners support you?
Yeah, so on our website, we have a spot that you can donate. Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health is a nonprofit, and we serve the whole continuum of care when it comes to behavioral health. So whether it's mental health, substance use, gambling addiction, all that good stuff. And yeah, we have a website, gcbhs.com.
Okay, well, and yeah, and of course, from the beginning of our show, remember our veterans, Tiny Homes for Humanity is the organization that is helping raise $750,000 to get another $1 million grant from Hamilton County to build this tiny homes village in Madisonville for our homeless veterans. So please think about them and, you know, help a veteran today. All right. Well, next week, like I said, Rick Barrick, my sponsor, will be on the show, and I'm off to do some graduation parties and go on the Cincinnati dinner train. So have a good weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. See y'all next week.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.